This is KNBA News. I'm Chirp Krause. Five Tlingit sacred items could be returned to Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. A notice published in the Federal Register on July 6 stated the items were, quote, acquired by William P. Palmer III and given to the University of Maine in 1982. The items now reside in the university's museum. They include a shaman's pipe and mask and other items placed near grave sites or associated with death ceremonies. Under federal law, such cultural or sacred objects belong to indigenous descendants and can be removed from museums for repatriation. Central Council members visited the museum in Maine in 2018 to make the determination. One of the items that could be headed back to Alaska is a Tlingit Raven grave totem, which records indicate once hung in the Elks Lodge in Juneau. The transfer of the objects to Central Council will take place after August 5th if no other descendants make a claim. NovaGold is one of the companies developing the proposed Donlin gold mine in southwest Alaska, and it has filed a lawsuit against a short-selling research firm. That firm released a report in May saying that the proposed Donlin gold mine will not be built and that NovaGold is overvalued. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schellenberger has the story.
Short-selling research firm J Capital Research and their clients make money from stock prices dropping. The firm released a report making the case that the proposed Donlin gold mine is not going to be built because it's too expensive to do so. The day J Capital Research released its report, NovaGold's stock prices fell from around $10 per share to $8. By the end of June, the stock had recovered much of those losses. NovaGold CEO Greg Lang called the report misleading in an interview in June.
More than anything else, I think we've all experienced it, but it's indicative of the power of disinformation when it spreads on the internet.
NovaGold released a line-by-line rebuttal. Its partner, Barrick Gold, which is one of the biggest gold mining companies in the world, has not responded to requests for comment. Now NovaGold is suing J Capital Research Firm for damages. Alaska's Energy Desk reached out to NovaGold and J Capital Research Firm for comment, but did not receive one by broadcast time. NovaGold's stock rose slightly after it announced the lawsuit and is now trading at nearly the same amount that it was before J Capital Research Firm came out with its report. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.
And for KNBA News, I'm Chirp Krause.